orders the Trump search affidavit unsealed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. But the judge who issued the warrant to search former President Trump's home has accepted all of the redactions requested by the Justice Department.
In his order, U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt said the DOJ had met its burden of showing that its proposed redactions are narrowly tailored to serve the government's legitimate interest in the integrity of the ongoing investigation.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Justice Department is supposed to release the redacted version of the affidavit by noon today, unless they appeal to a higher court to keep the entire thing under seal. On his social media platform, President Trump calling for the entire affidavit's release, saying he has done nothing wrong. Mark Zuckerberg says the FBI tipped off Facebook prior to the Hunter Biden laptop story breaking during the closing days of the 2020 presidential campaign to expect imminent Russian disinformation. Zuckerberg telling the Joe Rogan podcast Facebook lowered the ranking of stories about the laptop, meaning they appeared less often on users' newsfeed. Zuckerberg telling Rogan, quote, "It sucks." A government agency in California ordering the phase-out of gasoline-powered vehicles.
The California Air Resources Board voted to progressively ban all gas car sales, mandating more than one-third of new vehicle sales be zero emissions by 2026, three-quarters of sales by 2031, and by 2035, every new car or pickup sold in California has to be zero emissions. But there are concerns, among them the capacity of California's all too often unreliable power grid to keep up with increased demand, the dependence on China for the raw materials to make EV batteries, the scarcity of chargers in many places, the range limits of electric vehicles, and the sheer cost.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, America, is listening to
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
President Biden rallying Democrat voters just outside Washington last night.
A few thousand people packed into a high school gym in this D.C. suburb at a DNC rally headlined by President Biden.
We're just 76 days away from the midterm election. 76 days. And to state the obvious, there's a lot at stake.
The president told supporters the country is at an inflection point.
The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. And it's not hyperbole. The very survival of our planet is on the ballot.
President Biden touted the Inflation Reduction Act, a health care and climate change bill passed earlier this month by Democrats in Congress without any Republican support. In Rockville, Maryland, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man and a woman in Florida have pleaded guilty to trying to peddle First Lady Ashley Biden's diary. Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander could get up to 5 years in prison. Now brewing at Starbucks, more potential labor trouble.
The National Labor Relations Board contends that the coffee giant illegally withheld wage hikes and benefits from thousands of unionized baristas. The complaint filed by the board comes during a campaign by Starbucks and its interim CEO Howard Schultz to curb unionization efforts at its stores in the U.S. The NLRB is looking for back payments and benefits for unionized workers since May, among other requests. The board said that Starbucks' denial of benefits and raises to union workers was intended to discourage unions from forming. Starbucks has denied the accusations and says the company has been following NLRB rules. More than 220 U.S. Starbucks stores have voted to unionize since late last year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
State of Louisiana has freed Sullivan Walter from prison 36 years after he was wrongly convicted of rape as a teenager. The district attorney admitting there was evidence from the beginning could have cleared him. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.